The Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. We're bringing you the electrical industry experts you need to hear to discuss the topics you need to know about.
Welcome to the Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. Today is part four of a larger conversation. If you've not heard the previous parts, make sure you go back and give them a listen. In today's episode, we're focusing a little more on the residential side and covering Schneider Electric's range of Easy 9 consumer units.
Okay, so welcome. We are now going to look at some of the residential solutions that we've got. We've spoken a lot about commercial, but I've got Amy sat here with me again, so we're going to focus a bit more on the residential solutions that we've got here at Schneider Electric. So I'm sure you've heard of the three Easy 9 solutions that we've got for a residential offer.
Yeah, I've installed the Compact.
Yep.
Easy 9 Compact and the fair few of the multi-rows.
So the Easy 9 multi-row as well, yeah. The Compact multi-row.
And then you've got a Plus, haven't you? Which I've not actually installed, I don't think.
Yeah, so we've got three variations in the Easy 9 range. As you mentioned, the Compact. Mm-hmm. We've got the Compact multi-row, which is essentially a two-row and a three-row. And then we've got a Plus board, which actually predates the Compact offer. So the Plus was developed maybe 5 or 6 years ago with electricians in mind, and it was really developed around having plenty of space for dressing cables, for the kind of the aesthetics look of the board itself. So when you compare it to the Compact board, which is, as its name says, it's a compact board, the Plus is quite a lot bigger from a like to like, so a 12 versus a 12 way, they're quite a lot bigger. It's a much more rounded look to it. It's got a full front cover as opposed to the kind of the letterbox cover that you tend to see. But the kind of the benefits that we've got of that is that the cover can actually be put on, so it opens from bottom down or top up, so depending on where the installation goes. It's, as I said, got lots of space inside it for dressing cables. You've got the neutral bars that run along the outside of the bar itself, and then the earth is across the top of the board, so it gives you a nice area to again dress cables round and through. Comes in a range of different sizes, so we've got from a four way all the way up to a 20 way. Comes in the split load variation as well, and we've actually got built up versions, so you can order an off the shelf consumer unit with a set amount of devices in it as well.
Okay.
So you've got the, again, this is the split load, but there's nothing stopping you from having it RCD configuration, RCBO configuration, or in a high integrity.
Okay.
So it's certainly a board worth looking into.
I suppose it depends on what you're working with space-wise and what you need. At least you've got all the options covered. Sometimes you go and it's in a tiny little cupboard and you're reaching for the Compact, aren't you?
Exactly. So yeah, Compact ideally suited for in the cupboard, that little lovely little box that you get out the front of houses.
I recently just installed the three row multi-row though. Yep. And that's a beast, but it's in a huge barn conversion, so yeah, that was the last board that I did.
So does that feed multiple barns or just one, multiple
units? Just one. They were thinking about having a change into a three-phase supply, and they ended up not in the end. But just because what I was working with, the house had been split into so many circuits already, and then I was adding a few new ones because they're renovating the whole place. So yeah, that's a nice size board.
You're right, it is a big board, but it's obviously designed for that kind of a situation. Yeah. I guess it's designed for sort of future proofing of houses where you
exactly
may require
that,
more space or more circuit protection in them. So obviously you've not fitted the Easy 9 Plus before, so hopefully we can look at that in the future. We'll hopefully see something from you in the future fitting that. Now you're all aware of it.
I actually have a job coming up that where there is an Easy 9 Plus already installed as a second board when a extension was done, and I'm actually going to take everything out and redo it. So that'll be my first sort of go install. I won't be fully installing it because the board's already on the wall.
Sure.
But I'm going to take all of the insides out and then start again, just because it's only got like a 63 amp RCD main switch, I'm going to put 100 amp main switch in and then make it a full RCBA board instead of MCBs because I need to bring another four circuits off it. So I will have my first go with it with a plus soon.
Brilliant. I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
With regards to the compact, you obviously mentioned the multi-row. How do you find the single row compact consumer unit to fit? Obviously you fitted a few of these.
The single row, yeah. So I first installed one of those, must have been 18 months ago now. I mean, there's a big difference to the previous Schneider board that I'd fit. I don't know what that's called. It's much obviously smaller, compact, lighter. Still the same sort of quality. I know it's compact, but I still had plenty of room to dress my cables in. And it was a big board that I use as well. It was quite a lot of circuits. I can't remember what size it was.
16 way or something.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, I didn't come across any problems or all of the entrance knockouts were all good.
I think it's been designed nicely. So, yes, it's a small board, but the way that the DIN rail's been put in there, it's slightly off-centre. So it gives the RCBO space to cable into the top of those.
Yeah.
You've got the a slightly smaller space at the bottom where just the DIN, the bus bar would be fitted across.
Yeah.
And it still gives you plenty of room.
I think you've made the most of the space that's in there in the right area. Like you said, with it being slightly down, you get rid of like the most unuseful space, if that's how you say it.
The redundant space.
Yeah.
Whereas it's great for dressing cables if you've got cables coming in from the top down. But
yeah.
I guess that's the great thing about that board as well, is the versatility of it from if you've got one of those on the van or in wherever you've got it, your store product.
Yeah.
The incoming side or the incoming switch can be left or right.
Yeah.
So you know that you've got the board on the back of the van or wherever that is going to fit, no matter where the tails are coming in and the on site.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a huge benefit, being able to build the board exactly how you need it, because obviously every job varies. So, you know, you're never going to be in trouble with short tails when you get to the job.
So, yeah, so the Easy 9 board's obviously got the advantages as we've just spoken about, but as a brand, whether it be consumer unit or distribution board or whatever, why would you choose Schneider over anyone else? Why would you choose to fit it? Why would you choose to fit a Schneider consumer unit?
I'd say quality and reliability. So every board that I've installed in my own family's house has been Schneider, just because I believe in the quality of it and I know it's going to be reliable. I'm not going to have any issues. I don't know how long ago, maybe a few years back, from a domestic point of view, we might have been put off from Schneider because of the price, but I know the price has come right down now and is more in line with many other, you know, leading brands. Mm. So that's not really an issue anymore. So I mean, you've got the benefits of, like we said earlier, being able to build your board up how you want. So if I went somewhere and I've had the, you know, 6 inches on the tails from one side, I know I'm not going to get into any trouble if I get a Schneider board. I can build it exactly how I want. If for me it's I trust the technology, and from a commercial point of view, from the bits of commercial we have done, I think that's where I started to learn about Schneider and the technology and how trusted it is, because if you given a spec on a commercial job, it's always Schneider, and there's a reason for that. And I think you start looking into that. Oh, why is that? Oh, that's because they're leaders in this market. They're, you know, people trust it. It's quality. So I think that's where I started to use Schneider.
I think you're right. Schneider, when you think about Schneider and circuit protection, you automatically jump to the commercial side of it.
It's like top end, isn't it?
I think it's
top end of the market.
It's exactly the same throughout the entire range of boards. As you said, the quality's there. Mm-hmm. The devices and the boards and everything are produced by Schneider Electric, by our factories, to our standards, to keep up with that requirement that you see there in the market, to keep us as well known for the quality that we've got.
And now we've as installers, we've got the benefit of having that in a more affordable price bracket for us
for the
as
residential
installers.
Definitely. The way we've changed our pricing, we've got the quality side of it, we've also got the safety aspect of things, obviously from a not just from the circuit protection side of it, but we look at how all our boards are made, making sure we've got things, simple things like between the lids of our consumer units and the board itself, we've got braided earth band to allow for obviously earth continuity throughout the entire board. We're not just relying on the actual hinge to give that continuity through the entire board. So safety aspect is again something we see as the forefront of where we head with things. I guess to sort of support everything we've spoken about, we've got different online sites. So we've got the My Schneider, we've got a new catalogue coming out soon, a price list and the like have all been done for the Easy 9 offers. So lots of information there available for yourselves and everybody listening who want to look into the Easy 9 range in more detail.
Thanks for listening to today's show. If you want to learn more about the Easy 9 range or any other of Schneider Electric's offerings, don't forget to check out the show notes. And so you don't miss the fifth and final part of this mini-series, make sure you hit subscribe.